This is a Pinball News production.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Scott, and I am a clutterer. And in apologies to Jeff Foxworthy, if you buy new bumper caps for your game and you save the old ones, you might be a clutterer. You buy a brand new flipper rebuild kit and you save all the old parts, you might be a clutterer. You have a back glass collection, any glasses that you can find, and half of them are rated a three or less, you might be a clutterer. You buy a basket case of a game for $50, thinking, oh, I'll get to it someday. And that someday turns into years. You might be a clutterer. And if you have more than one basket case, you might be a clutterer. And if you rent extra space in a storage unit for all your crap, you might be a clutterer. If you or someone else is throwing out the shell of a game, nothing's left in it, but you attack it one more time with a screwdriver and wrench to get the last few parts, you might be a clutterer. You go dumpster diving without embarrassment, you might be a clutterer, and you're proud of the treasures that you find in that dumpster. I know I am, and I'm a clutterer. I'm not to say that you are, I am. And if you came here thinking you're going to see a seminar, it's going to be more than that. If you're familiar with 12-step programs, this is going to be a lead. Those who know me, I have been clean and sober for 23 years now by the grace of God and the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. Those who've known me from before, I've lost 80 pounds and I've kept it off by the grace of God, Weight Watchers, and Overeaters Anonymous. And just last October 18th, I celebrated my second anniversary of Sexual Addicts Anonymous and not surfing porn or buying porn or going to porn shops. So I've taken the 12 steps and I've worked them. I know I've had a problem with clutter. I have all my life. As a kid, my idea of cleaning the room was to shove everything under the bed or throw it in the closet. When I was in grade school, I had the messy desk. When I was in high school, I had the messy locker. Even today, I have the messy car. I'm not proud of it, and it's something I want to do something about. My mom was a pretty much a neat freak, but my dad was pretty similar to the idea of, okay, the garage is a mess. Okay, we'll organize the garage, we'll put shelves and bins, and we'll do the same thing in the basement, and took all the stuff, made the garage all nice and neat, and put it in the basement. Basement was nice for a while, then the basement would get really cluttered and my mom would have a hissy fit and my dad would clean the basement by putting shelves and cupboards and cubbies and take stuff up to the attic. And so the basement was all nice and neat. Then the attic was out of control. Mom would get mad and, okay, we clean out the attic, take everything back outside, throw it out to the trash, and it just so happens that the trash is real close to the garage and the cycle repeats itself. I'm guilty of that. This summer, there was Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Akron. It was 75 years ago this summer that Bill W. and Dr. Bob got together, which was the beginning of Alcoholics Anonymous and 12-step programs. And there, at the University of Akron, they had this big Founders Day celebration, and at the stadium, thousands of people get together sharing their common problem. It's a hot day. My wife calls me. The air conditioning went out. All I have to do is re-hit the circuit breaker on the breaker box. She couldn't get to the circuit breaker box because the goat paths were so full, she couldn't get to the box. Later that day, the internet went out, and all she had to do was reboot the router. That was in a different room. The goat paths were so cluttered, she couldn't get to it. So here I am having this wonderful spiritual experience in Akron in the stadium with thousands of other people who have got a problem. And okay, I am going to do something about my clutter. I sign up with, there's a clutterdiet.com. It's a pay-to-play website. And there's also, through that I found Clutter is Anonymous. So I come back and I get gung-ho. I'm going to clean my basement. I'm going to make it safe. I'm going to clean my attic. I'm going to get it safe. And I do indeed fill a dumpster of crap, but I find tons of treasures. I found the envelope from Pinball Expo number one, complete with the guide and the... There was a key ring in it, and I was going to bring it. But because of my clutter and disorganization, I don't know where it is now. And that was months ago. I found a Dolly Parton record of Great Balls of Fire in the promo sleeve. I found an original Kiss flyer. So there was treasure in that crap, and I need to find it. So this summer, Rob gives me a call saying, well, what are you going to talk about? And so I'm here all gung-ho on anti-clutter. And the plan was I was going to take all these before pictures and show that I conquered clutter. I failed. The whole thing with going with Weight Watchers is you have to go to meetings. With Alcoholics Anonymous, you need to go to meetings and talk to people, get a sponsor. I was all gung-ho with clutter, and I didn't do anything about it. I want to brag a little bit about my store, my history. I opened up I've always loved pinball, and that was one thing I could really do well. It was a hobby I had in college, and I just kept it. And eventually, in 1995, I opened up a little storefront, 1,500 square feet, in uptown Maumee, and I was really proud of it. And the store was successful. I was there for 9 years. I moved into this 8,000-square-foot building, room for pinballs, lots and lots of pinballs. Got a nice sign out front. Next. And here we have rows and rows. Now, this is when I first moved into the store. Nice, neat rows and lots of pins. And here's a nice shot of the store with the neon, 36 inches. That was max. I could go into a fun little story of where I wanted to have... The roof on this building is huge, and I wanted to have animated flippers and flashing neon. And City Fathers, you could have 36-inch ladders, and so that's what it is. Next. More stuff. Oh, yeah, T-shirts. When I was cleaning out my attic, I found about 50 pinball T-shirts, various expos, suppliers. You know they're out there. So I thought I'd display them. Okay. And jukebox. The jukebox I've had for about 8 years now. I bought it for $5,000. And it's got a list of 75 on it. If you figure I've had it for that many years and I'm paying 8% interest on that loan, I am actually losing money selling that jukebox. I got slot machines, and beyond the slot machines are some skee ball machines. But if you notice in the front corner, clutter. The Gottlieb bro. But there, as I said, there's trouble. I've got the store. I'm doing what I want to do. I've turned my hobby into a business. But a little more clutter. A little more clutter. This is in the showroom of the store. More clutter. More clutter. Okay, I've got a pachinko machine display. Put it on the floor. More clutter. In fact, in the finding of the stuff, I found the cassettes of Pinball Summer that I had at Pinball Expo that I was going to sell. And in fact, there's a poster for Pinball Summer, which I found and I was going to frame. Do you hesitate sharing about this problem because you feel embarrassed, guilt, or shame about it? Yes. And that's why I'm here doing this lead. This is our back room. Typical. I was really impressed. I saw the racks at Green Coin of how they organized the coils. And the thing is about this room is this is after we cleaned it up. Out in the pole barns, this must have been a prize in a dumpster dive or some garage sale, it was a suitcase, and I thought it had a wreath in it, and I thought, oh, this would be a good way to carry my rubbers and parts. But if you want to zoom in, I found that in there. I have no idea how old that card is, but there it is. If I throw anything away or sell it cheap, I will need to buy one later and pay a whole lot more than what I sold it for. So I've got acres and acres of crap. I got drawers of stuff. Wire forms. When am I ever going to need a wire form for a game that I've got? I've never gotten a game that's missing wire forms. But hey, I save them. On that last one was a Rocky and Bullwinkle header that's broken in the one corner. Am I saving it for the day I get a Rocky and Bullwinkle pin and I'm going to put a broken topper on? No, I'll call Steve and get a good one. Clutter. Okay. Plastics. In the bottom right corner is a score reel with cards on it, face cards. What Williams game had that? Very good. So if ever you need a full house, it's missing plastic reel. There it is. This is more of the parts room. Kind of cleaned up a little. More stuff. Coils. Do you have more possessions than you can possibly comfortably handle? I do. More stuff. The time zone with the painted cabinet, I bought that from Donald Murphy probably 15 years ago. Have I got to it? No. The trade stimulator, a crisscross. I got that at Pinball Expo number 1, 85. I had brought in a whole bunch of, or I bought three wood rails in the back of a little Toyota hatchback. And I bought a game, and I didn't have room to take the other games back, so I ended up trading two of my wood rails for this game. I haven't sold it. There it sits. It's got value to me. That's sentimental. This is the pole barn. More crap. Are you embarrassed to invite family, friends, or customers into your home or place of business because it's not presentable? I am. I would tell customers would come in and I would say, I would apologize for the condition of the store and used to say, and it's always this way. Now I'm trying to say, excuse the clutter, I'm trying to fix it. That's the office. That is the path to the office. Boxes, stuff. It's stuff. This is an area next to my point of sale computer where we close the sale. I'm embarrassed, and we need to do something about it. My problem is I avoid it. My joy is fixing machines. So if there's a machine to be fixed or if a customer calls me to come to a service call, I will do the service call. My priority would be to take care of them or another machine, and I will avoid what I need to be doing. The bathroom. How many soap dispensers do you need? Throw it away. But my OCD and my clutter. Okay, there's my car. Blankets are to keep them, for when I move the machines. We find it easier to drop something on the floor or elsewhere, put it away, or to wedge an object over a crowded drawer or a closet to find space for it. Guilty. Flat machine parts. Okay, this is my office. This is after we cleaned it up. One of my problems, and I addressed this very well, is to get my books in order. I've got a bookkeeper who's going to be very patient with me, has been very patient with me, and trying to make sense of my inventory and my records. Is your home or place of business or any part of it unusable for in its intended purpose? A garage you can't park in, a game you cannot play, or a table you can't use? I'm guilty. That is not the intended purpose of a Hercules. This is the garage where I park my Miata. Now, the good news is when we were cleaning up, on the left side there is a bunch of crap steel. And I did take it to a recycling place. I had 700 pounds of steel, and I got $80 for it. So That'll pay for the gas getting here. I got it for practically nothing. It was too good a bargain to pass up. Guilty. It'll be worth a lot someday. Gary, there's a boogie, the sister to dynamite. So if you want. There's a lost world back glass. That's a 3 or less. I've got a lost world, and what I did is I got a professional pinball glass. I put it in instead of putting that. I'm not going to put that in a machine. So why am I saving it? I don't know, because it's got value. Does it have value? This just needs a few parts and some TLC, and it'll be wonderful. And I was going to show a whole bunch of pictures, but this next one's for Ron. He does the board repair.
Scott has a bad habit of saving a lot of the older boards, like the Bally boards here, because of the acid damage problems, of course, that we know of. I've actually cleaned up a lot of this mess, stripping off all chips and stuff that are actually worth saving. He also has a real bad habit of saving DMD displays that have actually missing lines. It says it may have valuable parts in the back of it. I mean, for the life of me, I don't mind doing surface mount devices, but to remove all those valuable parts, I don't think it's going to be worth the time. But we still save them in boxes.
Well, someday they might be worth something, but
I don't know.
The bottom line is, how much time, money, and energy have we spent storing items that we might never get to? Guilty. Are you easily sidetracked moving from one project to another without finishing any of them? Guilty. Do you avoid starting assignments, miss deadlines, or abandon projects? Guilty. I mean, I hate. The problem with owning your own business is the state of Ohio and IRS thinks I'm supposed to be an accountant. I'm not. I know how to fix pinball machines. That's what I do. That's what I love. Do you feel a strong sense of emotional attachments towards your possessions, which makes it difficult to release them? I thought I overcame that with my love for pinball, because I would get machines, and I've got a few machines that I'm going to hold on to that are my personal collection. But, like, I've got a KISS machine in the store. Yeah, I would love to own a KISS machine for my collection. But while it's in the store, I'll play it and I'll enjoy it and let it go on. But some of the crap. Okay, the traits of the clutterer. We find it difficult to dispose of many things. Sometimes we believe that the item might be needed and might not be available. Mm-hmm. Guilty. We got another shot from the pole barn. Legs, rusty legs. Right? But those are... And always with legs, you always seem to find 3 that match. You never find that 4th leg. I bought a case of virgin playfield glass. And it's nice when we get up. I had this idea for the art show. I was going to bring all this glass, and I was going to get the little forms and make this huge glass sculpture. I guess if you want used glass, I've got some. Is clutter causing a problem at home, at work, or in your relationships? Yeah. Other times we realize that there's not a reason for keeping it, yet we can still discard it. Cash boxes. For some reason, I have this affinity for saving cash boxes. And lately with this, Ron has gone through and making sure all the machines on the floor have cash boxes. But, you know, and I thought they would be worth something. I put some on eBay. Nobody wants them. But there might be a collector or someone.
What's really scary about this picture is these were actually stacked up nice and neat. And, of course, me trying to get to the back there in the warehouse, got pissed off at it and actually kicked it. I've tripped over these things so many times, and that's where you actually get the notion to actually put them where they belong. And what's even scarier is on the other side of that, there's actually a tier shelf stacked with plastic drawers of, you know, cash pans. And it's like, when are they ever going to be used? We don't know.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Blame him.
Yeah. So you would actually take them out before you'd sell the games?
Yeah.
Because they're going to be valuable.
Why?
And what's
I
really,
don't know.
What's really scary is it was like this before I started working for Scott. There was always tons and tons of cash pans in the basement of the old store. And it kind of makes me wonder where the ghosts actually came from.
In fact, the plan was that I was going to come to this expo. I was going to clean out and bring boxes and boxes of crap. And I was going to be an exhibitor and get rid of the stuff. And there's some out there. Last year, James Lofton, I admired him. I admire him because he is very organized. And he brings stuff. And there was Sunday noonish. He was trying to close up. And he had all the stuff he didn't sell. Oh, you want that? You want that? You want that? And I was trying to make room in the trailer, and I was just grabbing all the stuff he would give me, and I was just throwing it away, or shoving it. It's in the pole barn. I haven't used it. I haven't seen it. I don't know what it is. But it was giving it to me. It was something of value. I got a problem with clutter. Some of us might be neat, yet we feel we are still weighted down by clutter. We might rent additional spaces to store items that we know we will never use. When I had the old store, I literally had three more warehouses. Now I've got 8,000 square feet plus pole barns. It's dangerous. Many of us are messy. We often spend time looking for eyeglasses or keys. Many times important papers might be buried in our piles. This is after it was cleaned up. I am not proud of it. I'm working on it. Now, the other problem with clutter is that it's contagious. Okay, this is my office, my desk.
Contagious? You're saying you would give us your crap that you took from James Lofton last year if we didn't buy it because we thought it might be valuable someday. You give it to us free and we feel compelled to take it because we think it might be valuable someday?
I don't know.
That's how it's contagious, right?
Well, I'm thinking with Ron because my instructions to my employees for years has been never throw anything away. And I would justify that by, oh, we fixed this and we fixed that machine because we found this part here. Yeah, but. As I was going to say, contagious. This is Ron's area. And every once in a while, he will clean it up. It's amazing that we get done what we get done. Clutter may hinder us in dealing with obligations. We can't recall where we put a borrowed item. Guilty. You know, more crap. We tell ourselves that one day we will deal with clutter. We have made attempts from time to time, but these work only temporarily. We lack the strength to stick with them. Does the problem seem to be growing and endless? At times, does it appear hopeless? We want to change, but we don't know where to begin. And this is where the plug comes in. Clutterdiet.com and or cluttersanonymous.net. I have some flyers up here, and you might think I'm joking, but this is an actual 12-step program of how to deal with clutter. I failed in my mission of being all organized. That was my goal in June, was to be all organized by Expo. Didn't happen because I didn't go. They have online meetings. I would avoid things.
I'll actually try to get this information posted on the pinballstore.com website as well after Expo.
That's a good idea. And here from one of the flyers is cutting through the denial. You never know when it might come in handy.
Right.
Yeah, let's have some lockdown bars. Most of them are broken. And sometimes I might get a game where I can use a lockdown bar, but there they are.
They were nice and neatly stacked.
Okay, a used World Cup Soccer 94. I might find one that's got a parts, bumper caps. Yeah.
See the Playboy?
How nice and yellow burned it is. Now, playfields, yeah, there's lots of parts in playfields. There's gold there. But I need to have a place to put things. I need to be more organized. And do we have a weakness for discarding objects? bargain items, freebies, reading materials, or yard sales. The one thing I've been real good about this year is I've been white-knuckling it, not going to garage sales, not going to Goodwill. I'm just like an alcoholic, I shouldn't have that first drink. An Overeaters Anonymous should not have that first piece of pizza. A clutterer should not go to a garage sale. The phoenix there, if you notice, has a blue head. This was a project that Ron took. It's a phoenix, but with the head of a disco fever. Anything you want to add? Do you use avoidance, distraction, or procrastination to escape with dealing with clutter? Guilty. I would rather go do a service call and ignore the responsibilities I have. And I need to do something about it. Again, this is that mess up front of the office. Bowling Queen. Need to get to it. It's been completely shopped out. Just needs a little tweaking. I can put it on the floor. But I use it as a table.
All I can say is I'm doing my work. I'm doing the shopping. He's got to do the fixing.
Does clutter create a risk of falling, fire, infestation, or eviction? Well, since I own my own building, it's not going to happen, but the other dangers that can exist. Do you avoid starting assignments, miss deadlines, abandon projects because you can't find the paperwork or materials you need? Guilty. The tax reports I've missed, I've got the money to pay the taxes and file the reports, but procrastination, and I end up getting billed, you know, penalties and late fees. Do you have difficulty making decisions about what to do with your possessions, daily living, or life in general? Well, by me being here, I'm saying I'm going to do something about it. This is the front room. I mean, when a customer comes into the store and they see all the pins in a row and then they wander up to the front, it kind of does look neat. Or fun and exciting is, you know, got this and got that. Actually, that Beach Beauty was a consignment of a customer who comes in twice a year. I've had that game sitting there for about 3 years, and why I have not tweaked it, I don't know. And just a fun little closing thing. I was at a canoe trip up in Miles, Michigan. And there was a golf course, and someone said, I saw you at the golf course. What? This is downright spooky. And I found the guy online. He's available for $700. And that's another piece of clutter I don't need. And close with that. And that's the end of the slideshow. Any comments or questions?
So what's the solution here?
Right. By admitting that I'm powerless over clutter and that my life has become unmanageable, came to believe that a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity, and ask it to be done. I need to take the time. I'm making a declaration, and I signed it to Rob that I'm going to be an exhibitor next year, and I'm going to be bringing my crap to either sell or give away. I need to make that commitment. And going to the recycle shop or taking the steel to get recycled, or the copper, like last year we had that jug of how many burned-out light bulbs. That's a sign of my clutter. Why don't we just throw light bulbs away?
And the scary thing is he saved the light bulbs in a box labeled Expo light bulbs.
At least it's
How many remember the number that was in there? It was more than 500. 4,075, if I remember right.
Okay. You want to talk about your...
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what clutterdiet.com is. It is having professional... You can seek professional advice, and there's
hoarders out there, American Hoarders, and the guys from Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Between all that, you get on TV, your stuff cleans up, you make $1 billion when Pawn Stars makes all that.
This isn't necessarily meant to be funny, but
Are you by chance the guy that was selling the used light bulbs on eBay?
No. No, I don't like doing eBay. It's way too much time for the few pennies that you get for the small stuff.
How about the broken back glass that your coffee cup? Do you sell that then too, or is it just a big pile of
No, I don't do eBay. Tom.
Hey, Scott, you've been a good friend for 25 years since we met at the first Expo, and I go back and forth to the Allentown show, and every year coming back and forth, I always try to make a stop at your shop, and I always head into that front room, and I've seen the same games in that front room for 5 or 6 years, and I've tried to buy some of those games for 5 or 6 years, and you always say, no, I'm going to get to that, I'm not going to sell it. Why don't you invite this whole group to stop in your shop, and if there's anything in your front room that they're interested in, and they make you a reasonable offer, take it.
I'm located at exit 59 on the Ohio Turnpike, or US 20, or just a half mile south of the turnpike.
Anybody with an Expo badge that comes into your store should get like a 25% discount, and you help them load it. And you'll get rid of more stuff than you can get.
Scott, what are you doing about slot machines?
Regard?
Change in Ohio on the first. What are you doing?
I don't know. Supposedly, Ohio is getting casinos, and the way the law is written, if you own a slot machine, it's a felony. And I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I've got this huge inventory of, you know, are they going to come and confiscate it? I hope not.
Give a remote presentation from prison next year for us.
So,
I don't think they got Wi-Fi in prison.
Okay, Ron, you want to? Show some of your things?
Yeah, this is just a few slides of the, or pictures of the Disco Phoenix that was actually rebuilt from nothing but crap. And what's really scary is it was all obviously gutted because Scott needed parts for other games. If you notice, the Transformer was even missing. And through the scrounging of all these bins of parts, we were actually able to find a half-assed, decent working board set and was able to rebuild it, putting it back together, making a live. What's really scary is he saved the Transformer. He had a bunch of Transformers saved, and I wired it up and got it all working, and the thing caught fire and immediately ripped the Transformer out and said, you know, you saved a bad Transformer, and immediately got chucked in the recycle bin. But painstakingly, you know, rebuilding it from the ground up, you know, complete tear down and so forth. I was even surprised that this playfield was even in the back for being such a game it actually is. I mean, it's shining, as you can see the lights in the store. The only bad thing about, you know, wiring the Disco Fever Head to the Phoenix is we had to add a lot of extra jumper wires in there for missing coils and so forth. But it was able to actually get it going. If you notice, we actually scratched off Disco Fever just to make it look somewhat presentable. But it's definitely come a long way from where it actually is. And
is that justifiable on this game, though? I mean, the last one I had, I had a hard time selling it for $300.
I don't really care. It's not in the pole barn. I don't have to look at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it actually lived, which was really scary. And Scott said it was never going to live again. It's the same thing for a Gorgar that he actually had in the pole barn, and even at the old store, was just sitting in the cabinet in a spare play field. And over years, we stripped and raped parts off it just to make other machines work. And just one year, we just got this bug on my ass, and I took it home and took a firepower and a contact play field and was able to strip enough parts between those two play fields to actually make a working Gorgar, which sits in my garage. And what's really scary is the Gorgar's cabinet was in pristine shape. We don't know why it was stripped.
I have my own steps for dealing with your so-called clutter problem here. Quit using words like clutter or junk. Replace these words with words like parts, equipment, tools, and supplies, and deduct the cost of those things from your taxes. Instead of saying a game I can't play, say, I'm waiting for a part for it, and the older it gets, the more valuable it gets. Put up a sign in your shop that says, no wives. always put the important papers on top of the heap that you can't find them. When borrowing items, make a written note about it, give to the owner, and he will keep reminding you that you borrowed it. And finally, throw out the soccer ball. Soccer is foreign. Wasn't invented here. Their fans are known as hooligans, and we've saved them in 2 World Wars.
Call me an addict myself, but all I heard from the end of this presentation was, man, I made 2 working pinballs out of all my stuff, I say.
Woohoo!
To me, that was a good score.
And what's really scary is when I started working with Scott, he actually had an Earthshaker that was ripped apart in parts that a former technician or somebody that worked there took apart, cleaned it, and who knows where the parts went. And of course I got the bug in my ass. I was like, I can't see this thing sitting back there every week not being put together. And immediately once it was put together, it was actually sold within a couple weeks, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And just money sitting there collecting dust.
So the effort I need to do is organize things. And
my goal is to keep them in line.
Yeah.
And you've probably done the old-fashioned thing, buy a part, and then find the same part to get your clutter about a week later.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. It's frightening. I just need to organize what I have. Thank you very much.